All right, so we'll continue the seven common mistakes single ladies make. Seven mistakes single ladies make. Now we're dealing with mistake number four. Common mistake single ladies make is throwing away other vital relationships. Throwing away other vital relationships. Very common. All right, so sometimes because ladies get so, you know, enchanted with romance and love. Like I usually say, women love love. So they get so enchanted with love and romance and the intensity of everything, they tend to throw away other relationships in their lives. Nope, never do that. Never, you know, allow, because of the love you have for someone or a new romantic interest in your life, make you begin to neglect and forget the other relationships in your life. You see, romantic relationship is never enough to produce a balanced person. It's never enough to produce a balanced person. All right? A romantic relationship is never enough to produce a balanced person. You need the safety and the comfort of other vital relationships, all right, to be a balanced person, to be a better person. As a matter of fact, you know, eventually your spouse should become your best friend. However, that relationship on its own, that romantic relationship, is never enough, you know, for your own development, all right? You need other relationships to even become the best for your partner that you can be, all right? Very important. We need other relationships. So don't make the mistakes of, number one, don't make the mistake of neglecting. Don't neglect your friends, all right? Don't neglect your friends. Don't neglect your friends, all right? So that's the first thing. Don't neglect your friends. So before you started this romantic relationship, you had other friends in your life. You know, schoolmates, colleagues, people you used to hang out with, people that used to keep you company. Don't just neglect them just because there's a new interest in your life. Number two, don't forget your family. Some people just abandon all their family members because they have a new romantic interest. No, that's not a wise thing to do. Remember, the energy you get from your friends and family, they are the ones that actually make you a better person for this, your spouse or your future spouse. All right, so don't forget your family. And number three, don't deflect, you know, your pastors, your mentors, and counselors. That's another common thing people do. So because there's a new guy in their life now, and they don't want to go to church anymore, they don't want to listen to their, you know, mentors anymore, don't want to listen to their pastor's advice, they don't want to listen to a counselor, you know, so they start making, you know, very bad choices. All right, don't deflect counsel, because you see, your pastors or your counselors and your mentors, they are not in love with this person. So they have the capacity to see the real character of this person. They can see aspects of this person that you can't see. You are so shrouded in the emotions. You are so in love. You're only seeing the good sides of this person. But you see, those other people can see. You know, for most people that are divorced, whatever made them divorced was visible even before the marriage. But they were so in love that they couldn't see it. All right, so don't forget your friends. I mean, don't neglect your friends. Don't forget your family, and don't deflect your mentors. All right, and you see, the issue is that those other relationships, they have a way that they bring balance into your life. The other relationships, if not, you'll just be leaned on one kind of relationship, on just romance and love. And before you know it, your effectiveness in other areas might start to drop. These other people that are not in love with you can tell you the truth. They can still contribute so much to your life. So don't become so swayed, you know, to one side and say, oh, you know, I just focus on love, and it starts to reduce your effectiveness as a human being, all right? And for a lot of people, I've discovered that, you know, when you don't have other good relationships, that's what makes some people stay in very abusive and manipulative relationships, you know, because they have no other person telling them the truth. If your romantic interest is the only person in your life, if they are manipulative and abusive, you find out that you stay in those situations longer because there's nobody to help you come out of it, nobody to tell you the truth. So you need to have other kinds of relationship to be a balanced person, not just this romantic one. All right, very important. Then also, other relationships have a way of, they provide balance, and they also, you know, bring protection, all right? They protect you from an abusive or manipulative partner, like I said. So what are the wisdom points? What are the wisdom points? Number one, what are the vital relationships in your life? Which relationships right now are the ones helping you to become a better person? Who are those that nurtured you over the years? Who are those that have been keeping you company, hanging out with you, sharing companionship with you, that are not romantic? Have an idea of the important relationships in your life before this person came, all right? That's number one. Number two, make plans to nurture those relationships. That means make plans to continue, you know, paying attention to the other relationships and not just this romantic one. Very important. What are the plans do you have? Oh, I'll need to keep calling my parents every week. I'll need to keep checking on my friend every month. Have a basic plan how you keep nurturing the other relationships. In fact, let them know, oh, that there's a guy I'm talking to. Things like that. Very important. Then number three, watch out for any intention by your lover to isolate you from other vital relationships. All right? Watch out if they have any intention to isolate you from, you know, other vital relationships. Because most people that are abusive or manipulative, that's their tactics. They need to first isolate you before they can harm you and control your life. So watch out for any intention to isolate you, all right? It's because it's important that you have all the other relationships going on. Remember, those other relationships, you know, protect you from abusive situations. Those other relationships feeds your energy so that you don't wear out your partner. You don't depend only on your partner for all your emotional, you know, needs, because you have other relationships feeding you energy, all right? And lastly, the other relationships give you balance. Now, number four, wisdom point is that note the relationships that should end, all right? Note the relationships that should end. I've mentioned that you should note the relationships that you should nurture, but there are actually some relationships that should end. So number four, note the relationships that should end. And for instance, relationships with your ex or exes, they need to end. Now you have somebody new in your life, you can't keep, you know, in touch with your ex. Those things are usually never healthy. Now, I know some people have claimed that they've had a relationship with their ex and it's going fine, but the truth is that we all know that sometimes those old sparks have a way of, you know, coming alive again. And even if you say, oh, I know my intentions towards my ex, but you never know your ex's intentions towards you. All right, they might still be hoping something comes out of it. So it's just not decent and it's not respectful to your new relationship to still be in touch with your ex. So note those relationships that you need to have, you know, you need to end and close the door to, like your exes or anybody or people that were influencing you negatively. You can't have friends that are still taking you towards a lifestyle you are running from and you keep the door open to them. You need to shut those doors, you know, and note the relationships that should end. All right, we'll go to the next point. All right, seven common mistakes single ladies make. Seven common mistakes single ladies make. We are dealing with number five. It is actually not building yourself. Not building yourself. It's a common mistake single ladies make. Sometimes single ladies are so focused on attraction, you know, instead of attention. Ladies sometimes focus on attraction instead of attention. What do I mean? They focus so much on attracting the right spouse and they don't focus on keeping that person's attention. In other words, because there are two different issues there, all right? Being attractive, you know, to people is different from actually being able to keep their attention on you. So it takes you, your shape might help you, you know, attract him, but it takes you being sharp to actually keep him. All right, so a common mistake ladies make, single ladies make, is not actually building themselves. You have to constantly build yourself. Don't focus so much on the external. All right, also pay attention to the internal. Don't focus only on the external. Don't focus only on the wigs, you know, buying hair, makeup, body magic, and all nice clothes. Sometimes that's what that's most of what some single ladies build, and they don't build the internal. You see, by the time a guy marries you, or by the time a guy has started dating for long, that alone can't keep him. All right, I usually say it this way, you know, don't focus so much on running the campaign that you're not prepared to run the government, all right? Don't focus so much on running the campaign that you don't focus on running the government, all right? You campaign with the visible, but you run a happy government with the invisible, all right? You campaign with the visible, so you have the nice hair on, have the nice wig on, makeup, right nail color, all that. That's great for the campaign, but for the government itself, you need, you know, the internals, the ones that are invisible. All right, that means developing yourself just beyond your looks. All right, there's an interesting scripture I want us to read. All right, Proverbs 11:22. It said, like a gold ring in a pig's snout. It said, that is how it is for a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout. That's how it is when a beautiful woman doesn't have discretion. All right, so she's a beautiful woman. But, you know, they're saying she's not there mentally. She's not intelligent. Maybe character is bad. You know, so you need to build beyond just the looks. Attracting the man is not all there is to it. You need to also keep the man. You need to keep his attention. And that's a different ballgame. So develop yourself, all right? Develop yourself. Have a life. Be happy. You're not just building yourself, you know, to keep a man. That's not what this is about. You are building yourself first for you. All right, you're building yourself first for you. Then the man is just an offshoot of it. So don't say, oh, when I find the right man, I'll be happy. No, be happy, then you are more likely to find the right man. All right? Be happy, then you are more likely to find the right man. So build your life. What do you enjoy? What are your dreams? What are your desires? Build your life. Be a woman on a mission. Be somebody going somewhere. Your single years are not just your waiting years. Your single years are not just a time when you are waiting to meet somebody. Your single years are your time for preparing. You are packaging and preparing yourself, you know, because just like the way you're looking for the best man there, that man too is praying for the best woman there. You know, just like the way we're all looking to be employed by the best companies, those best companies are looking for the best employees. And like I said earlier on, until our paths cross, the marriage won't happen. So it's not enough for you to say, oh, you know, I just want a great man. I want this man. I want that man. That man you're looking for also wants some qualities. So make sure you are that kind of woman. All right? I use the Proverbs 31 woman as an example. I love that woman. That woman developed herself in all the areas that need development. There are about 7 areas every human being should develop him or herself. And this Proverbs 31 woman showed us the example. You know, I'm using her because This is a video for women. So if you're a woman, see, being that woman is very possible, you know, and you can develop yourself in all these areas. I'm just going to mention some of the areas. Number one, that woman was developed spiritually. That woman was developed spiritually. Today, I meet many single ladies that are developed on social media, developed in twerking, developed in dancing, but they are not developed spiritually. Do you know what they said about this woman in Proverbs 31? They said, beauty is vain, charm is deceitful, but said, a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So this woman was spiritual. There are not many spiritual women these days. There are not many, and I'm not talking about people that are trying to use God to get something. Oh, there are many of those people that just pray when they are when they have a need or they are in a trouble. No, I'm talking about people that actually have an ongoing relationship with God. Women that actually just pray. Women that hear God. Women that listen to the heart of God. Women that have communion with God, whether or not there's a man in the picture. Not women just pray when they're in trouble. Not women that go to church to look for a husband. Women that love the Lord, that serve the Lord. You see, it's very important that you develop yourself spiritually. Even when you marry, your spirituality will still help you in marriage. So you need to, I mean, do you know God's word? Do you read your Bible? What do you know about the word of God? Are you just somebody that goes to church because you are in need or because your parents say you should go to church? Or do you have a personal close walk with God? Develop yourself spiritually. What has God told you about your life? What has God told you about where he's taking you? What has God told you even about your husband to be? What level of consecration do you have towards God? Develop spiritually. On that area, this one was developed is financially. There are 7 areas of development in every human being. First, spiritually. Second, financially. We saw in that scripture, Proverbs 31, that this woman was very rich. I mean, she was buying, she was into investment. She was in all kinds of business, importation, exportation. One time, I did a study and I listed all the businesses she was doing. I think they were up to 12 or so. I can't remember now. But she was in textile, fashion, you know, she ran a charity. She was in importing and exporting real estate. She just considers the field and buys it. I mean, who said your husband must be the one to pay all your bills? You can build your own self financially. The Bible says that does not work should not eat. It's not only for men. Women too should build themselves. All right? Build your financial capacity. Build your financial capacity. Do you have a job? Do you have a business? How much are you growing that business? All right? Build yourself. Don't just wait for a man to come and pay all your bills. All right? Number 3 area you can develop yourself is domestically. We looked at that woman. The Bible said she always took care of everybody in her house. She made sure they had eaten well. She took care of them. All right? Listen, as a woman, just because you're developing academically and in your career and financially doesn't take away the fact that you can also develop domestically. I know in our world today there's so much debate as to whether women should not stay in the kitchen, women to, and all that thing. Listen, and I'm giving you an advice now. Listen, you can't argue with biology, all right? If God gave you the womb and gave you breast, there's a reason. He didn't make it detachable that you and your husband can share it. So even if you don't want to learn how to be domestically savvy, if you don't learn how to cook for your husband, learn how to cook for your children. Let's imagine that man is a useless man. Let's imagine. You don't want to cook for him. I agree. Number, you will have children. and forgot to give you the breast, the first food that child will need, I think he's pointing you in a direction. I think so. Now, this, of course, this doesn't mean men should not cook. This doesn't mean men should not be domestic. So we're not talking about men today. We're talking about you. All right? So that woman was good domestically. With all her businesses going on, with all her spirituality going on, she still had time to run her home. He said they always had what to wear. They always had food. Number four, she developed mentally. Mentally. She was a very wise woman. For her to be going to real estate, do you know the kind of wisdom you need to have? A novice can't do real estate. Say she considers a field and buys it. Say she saw that her merchandise was good. I mean, that means she went to entrepreneurship school. I mean, she was watching entrepreneurship videos, not just relationship videos. Like my pastor would say, if your relationship is not working, then consider another ship, entrepreneurship. They are all ships. G2Man was definitely watching videos on real estate, watching videos on importing and exporting. She was highly mentally developed. Some people just don't even know anything. It doesn't have to do with beauty or makeup or hair. They don't know. They don't want to know. I mean, there are some ladies I've spoken to, and I'm just sad at where their minds have been. Listen, is any aspect of your life you develop that actually grows? And you see, the challenge is that when you're a very fine girl, there's a high chance that people will keep praising you, that you are beautiful, you have beautiful shape. And as human beings, by nature, any aspect of our lives people praise, we tend to focus on that area and only demonstrate that area. So if you notice, sometimes if you're very beautiful, you need to work extra hard to also develop your mind. If not, there's a high chance you just focus on your beauty and you stop building your mind. And it shows in many ladies' pictures. If you look at their pictures on social media, you because most times we flaunt the part of us we think is important. We flaunt the part of us we think is good. I want more women to start flaunting their intelligence on social media and not just their, you know, physical attributes. All right? Mentally. This woman also, next point, developed herself physically. She developed herself physically. How did I know that? The Bible mentioned it, that she always clothed her house and that she dressed in a certain way. So she took care of herself physically. She was fit. Her family was fit. They were well taken care of physically. Let me move quickly. Next point, she was also, you know, emotionally developed. If you look at what her husband said, he said his heart doeth safely trust in her. She will do him good all the days of his life. You know, they were in a love relationship. She had trust. She was emotionally balanced. There was no issue of double dating. There was no issue of her going back to her ex. There was absolute trust in that relationship. She was emotionally developed. She wasn't needy of him. I didn't see any time they mentioned that, oh, she was sad because her husband didn't call her. She was sad because they didn't send him. She was so satisfied with her life. And she did him good all the days of his life. All right? She was emotionally developed. She had character built in terms of her emotional life. There was character. All right? Character. She wasn't lonely or moody. Emotionally balanced. Then lastly, she was socially developed. These are the seven areas of development in every human being. She was socially developed. All right? If you notice, they said that she always gave to those in need. She knew how to relate with other people. She knew how to relate to her husband. They say her husband and her children called her blessed. So relationally, she knew how to handle them. Then she knew how to handle her maids, that she gave them what they needed per time. Then they also said she also gave to the poor. So she was socially developed. She knew that relationships matter. And she knew what level of attention to give each level of relationship. So socially develop. So as a woman, develop yourself. That's what I'm saying. All right? Develop yourself. So what are the wisdom points? Number one, list the areas you want to develop. So these are areas you feel you've not done so great at. So for some people, you need to develop yourself mentally. For some other people, where you need to develop is your spiritual life. All right? Your spiritual life. Maybe you're not growing spiritually as you should. Some people is physically. You're not taking care of your dress sense, your fitness level. Maybe that's where you need to work on. Basically, make a list of the areas you, as an individual, need to develop, all right? Make that list. Number two, come up with a simple plan to develop those areas. So if it's mentally, for instance, you say, I need to read more, then have a reading plan. I'll read one book every month. I'll read one book every week, you know, and buy these books and start to read them. Join a book club. For instance, if you're lazy to read on your own, join a book club. So you guys kind of give accountability to each other and you read. If you learn more by videos, then start watching, you know, deliberate videos to develop certain areas of your life. All right? So you actually put it there. If it's spiritual, you want to develop, say, I want to start going to church regularly. I want to start reading my Bible regularly. I want to have a prayer life. I want to join the prayer team. So have it. Come up with a plan, all right, to develop in that area. Don't just say, I want to develop. No. Come up with a tangible, simple plan and start working on it. Number three, get a mentor. Get a mentor. Oh, mentors help us develop. Mentors help us grow. So get a mentor in that area. If it's domestically, get a mentor that area. If it's spiritually, get a mentor in that area. They help you, they motivate you, they move you forward to develop. And number four, choose your friends strategically. In other words, you usually are not greater than the company you keep. Like somebody said that in 5 years' time, you know, what will tell me who you'll be are the books you read and the company you keep. So, you know, strategically choose your friends. If you are the smartest person amongst your friends, it means you won't get smarter than that. So check. Usually there's something about the people, the company you keep. All right? If everybody in your company is broke, you'll be broke. If everybody in your company is dull, you'll be dull. If everybody in your company are alcoholics, you'll be an alcoholic. Change your company strategically. Look for people that are doing what you would like to do and be their friends or be their friend, you know, and that would help you. All right? So that's the end of this one. We'll go to point number six.